This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. We are so happy, so proud to be with you. I can't even stand myself. You make us a success. What? What's that? You want me to play the jingle? See, we've been arguing here amongst ourselves in the control room as to what does it take to make Kevin Jackson, a brother, a black man, a success in radio. And, well, let's just hear the jingle and you decide for yourself. If you believe this, because, you know, the old saying, behind every successful man is, what, a successful woman? Or behind every successful man is a woman taking his money? I mean, there's a lot of the sayings for this, but my producers, they've got something else that they want to promote here. So I haven't heard it. Let's hear it.
Behind every successful black man, there's a Jew.
Bang! There you have it. We got the answer. You know what? I can't argue with you, right? I can't. Well, you're not Jewish, but Brett is, so. But I can't argue with Brett on that, because he's definitely a part of the success. But then so is every. We are a multinational, successful group of people here. Hey, did you happen to see Janet Yellen on TV talking about the hope for the future and all this stuff? They anticipate unemployment will be at essentially negative, where we will have overemployment in America, which means we can stop looking at Barack Obama's numbers and all this craziness and actually get to where people are actually employed. She said. And I didn't know that they took from the GDP, measuring the GDP, they took out food as a volatility, you know, as a commodity, gasoline and fuel and food. And because luckily they did, or the GDP for under Obama would have been horrible. The fact that this guy could never get the GDP sustained over 3% is a tragedy for him, given that they'd removed food. The inflation rate for food was through the roof. It was 25% to 40% under Obama. Same with gasoline. Crazy cost. And so I look at the stock market, 21,300 and change. It would not shock me at all. If you put $1,000 in the index and just say, I'm going to try, I think it's QQQ, you track just how the Dow goes, you'll see that by the end of the year, because Trump says it's already up, what, 16% and 19% respectively for the year. If you put $10,000 in the market and it continues to go to where it goes, that could be $14,000, $15,000 by the end of the year. Just to put it in perspective. Man, wouldn't you like to just have that kind of coin laying around? That's just, I'm talking about people with money have feasted just following the market. Don't even do anything special. Unbelievable. Boy, these numbers are crazy. And you know what's benefiting? Healthcare stocks. Healthcare stocks are going through the roof. Financial services stocks are taking a hit. I don't know where it's going to all shake out, but all I'm getting at is the things that Trump addresses, you better be in on them. You better get some money in on them fast. Don't play around, because I'm telling you, things are looking good in the mug. Good. Hey, you know what the press has been noticeably silent on? We've talked about a lot today, by the way, folks, and I'm going to tell you what we've covered, because I don't want you to feel cheated out, because you're probably going, why isn't Kevin talking about Scalise getting shot? Because I talked about it the whole doggone program. You want to, okay, Scalise got shot. Some crazy white dude who's a Bernie Sanders supporter shot him. Yeah. Shot him and fought four other people, including a Capitol Hills cop. The Democrats have come out and said things like, oh, the gun control, gun control, gun control, gun control, gun control. And, you know, the fact of the matter is he didn't shoot Democrats, he shot Republicans. Why? Because the Democrats have put a target on our backs. Now, what more do you want me to tell you? You want to know what size britches the dude wore? Not to go all Ellie Mae and Jet Clampett on you, but I don't care about his britches. I care that a dude took a rifle, started shooting people, and luckily for the people involved, Capitol Hill's cops were armed with weapons that shoot back, bullets. Not billy clubs like they have in London, which, by the way, London cops are now starting to carry guns again. They've seen enough with the Muslim terror stuff. So we got a lot of stuff going on, folks, that's happening in the world, and we need to be, just stay vigilant. We're getting it straightened out, but we can't do it overnight. We're doing our best. We're doing our best. But anyway, back to the Fed chairman. So she's given an outlook for everything. And you know what it is? She might as well say, folks, I would say how happy I am. There's a couple of I'm happies that I know that I could say, but they're a little controversial. But let's just say you have a reason to be happy. Yellen gave a positive outlook. Positive. It looked good. She's talking about Donald Trump's policies are affecting your life in a positive way. She's talking about paying back the debt. She's talking about stuff that I couldn't even make out. I ain't gonna lie. It was way over my head. Little smart Yoda looking lady. Talk to me like I'm a 4-year-old, please. Please.
Speak English, Doc. We ain't scientists.
Exactly. Not a scientist. Oh, my goodness. The press is quiet, folks. Shh. On the Dems' losses under Obama, they don't want you to know. He squandered his first 2 years in office with the whites. He had the House and the Senate. The momentum of his blackness? Trump doesn't really have the House and the Senate, but he forges ahead. Oh, I know what you're thinking. Kevin, he's got the House and the Senate. He certainly does. He's got all them Republicans over there. That doesn't mean jack. That doesn't mean jack. Donald Trump is rock star status all on his own. The Dow up 16% since Election Day. The S&P 13.78. The NASDAQ over 19% since Election Day. Yes. And what that means is that as these economic indicators continue to go, as they say it's the economy, stupid, you're going to watch those rhino Republicans start to change their tune. They will change their tune. You're watching all the sectors, folks. If you're paying attention, you're watching. This is a master's level class in how to be president. I couldn't be more excited for the country, for you, for me, for all of us. The world is improving, whether they like it or not, because of the policies of Donald Trump. And the news is only going to get better. And you have yourselves to thank for that. And I'm going to tell you some other stuff you can be appreciative about a little later on.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. Hope you enjoy it. I hope you go to the podcast and you partake. You find things you like. You pass them along, things like that. If you do, you do. If you don't, you don't. It's that simple. No gun to your head. Oh, sorry. Didn't mean to say that. Not the right time to say that. Anyway, what else do we want to talk about? What happened to the people? To the people that Barack Obama pardoned. What happened to these peoples? Huh? Let me ask you this question. Radio listening audience, vast radio listening audience. What would you do if given a second chance in society? What would you do? You've been in prison for whatever length of time. Maybe it's legit. Maybe it's not legit. Maybe you dealt some drugs a while back and you served 15 years. And you're like, man, you kidding me? Rapists get out before I do. Murderers get out before I do. I put past a little chemical and y'all put me in jail, you know, treat me like a black man, whatever, right? So you get out. You get white privilege. So you're released. What do you do? You think they're all faring well? Barack Obama released a lot of people. They got their reprise. Now, do you think they're walking the straight and narrow? Not narrow, narrow. Yeah, narrow. You better get your narrow behind over here, boy. My grandfather would say that. Boy, get your narrow behind over here. I'd go, narrow? Carol Denise Richardson, sentenced to life in prison in 2006. Her crime? She had 50 grams or more of coke. Now, that's a lot of coke. 50 grams, what, 16 ounces to a gram? I mean, to a pound? How many grams? 50 grams, how many? 32 grams to make an ounce. Do the math. Metric system. That's not a lot of coke. 50 grams of cocaine, but or more. Maybe she had more. But 50 grams. And prosecutors said she was going to distribute those drugs. But what she had was a crack and cocaine habit, like many people in prison. And she said these chunks of cocaine were to feed her own addiction. She had no intention to share them or sell them. This is 2006, people. This is not 1950 law where black folks were marginalized. This is 2006. I don't know where she's from. Here's what I'll bet you, though. I will bet you money. She's from a big city. So anyway, Barack Obama became president, and he said criminal justice reform is needed. And he is exactly right. That is the one thing I agree with Barack Obama on. We need criminal justice reform. And there are people who argue that the current laws unjustly treated those found with crack cocaine versus regular cocaine. Powder cocaine. More expensive, but less bulky. And prosecution and sentencing standards were based on weight. A handful of rocks of crack could result in a much harsher punishment than a bag full of cocaine. So based on this argument, Obama granted clemency to quite a few prisoners who had committed nonviolent drug offenses. And in 2016, 10 years after Richardson, Carol Denise Richardson, was imprisoned, she was the benefactor of one of these policies, these release programs of Barack Obama. But now she's been ordered to return to federal prison because she violated her parole. Supervised release is what they call it. Southern District of Texas has put her back in prison. Richardson, a 49-year resident of Texas City, was originally convicted conspiracy to possess with intent to distribute 50 grams or more of cocaine, two counts of possession with the intent to distribute cocaine base. Judge Keith P. Ellison, funny that he would have the same name as one of our Muslim guys in Congress, sentenced her to life in federal prison, noting that she had an extensive criminal history. Now, see, that's the part that gets a little sketchy. Because you really don't know what these people have done, because they don't always tell you that. They'll say, well, she had a crack habit. Yeah, well, she beat up her grandmother. She, you know, burned her children or whatever. They don't tell you that. You don't know. So, well, you do know she's a thief, because they said in addition to the theft charges, Richardson violated five separate terms of her release, including failing to report that she'd been arrested, that she'd been terminated for a job or for not showing up, and that she had changed her address. It's funny when, I don't care about this in the sense of tracking people, but they track these people for criminality. But we can't track people who may be on a watch list. I don't know how dangerous this lady is, Richardson Denise. But I doubt that she's more dangerous than some of these illegals and some of these Muslim terrorists are here. Anyway, she was ordered back to federal prison for 14 months with 5 years of supervised release beyond that. And according to her attorney, she cried during the hearing. the theft that was involved in her getting sent back involved $60 worth of laundry detergent that she planned to sell to buy drugs. Now, let's analyze this a little bit. So, a crackhead goes to prison, stays for 10 years in a woman's probably federal pen. Trust me when I tell you, they can get her more crack. So she stays strung out. She's not in any program. She's not benefited in any way. But Barack Obama says, let's release her. And I don't blame him. I don't have a problem with that. But as what is typical in society, all he did was set her up for failure. And that's a shame. Because this is a woman who probably so wanted to get out. I mean, she's crying at her hearing. She's tasted freedom again. Now she's back 14 months. I don't know what they're going to do. And look, I'm not over the prison system. I'm not over any of this stuff. But I'll tell you this. If I'm going to release you, I'm going to do my best to make sure you're able to stay out. Because what good did it do? Makes Obama look like he's, oh, black people are like, yeah, he's digesting criminal justice reform. I'm so happy Denise got out and blah, blah, blah. And then what happened? She's right back. He did nothing for her. My bet is the majority of the people that Barack Obama released are already back or headed back. And the sliver of people that make it, fall through the crack, whatever you want to call it, God bless them. I hope they are successful. But they don't do anything. Leftists don't do anything to make sure you don't come back. I had a buddy, he went to prison and armed robbery, gets out. They say you're going to be back in less than 6 months. He was. Why? Couldn't read, had no skill set. They didn't do anything for him in prison to give him a skill set. He was a stick-up man. The minute he got out again, we'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000.
While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded in the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net.
Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Everybody, Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Author of Race Pimping, the multi-trillion dollar business of liberalism. You can get my book at racepimping.com. I hope you will. Somebody's going to win it because all you have to do was say, Comey is my homie on the show that was live the other day on Facebook. And we had quite a few people that did it. So somebody's going to be a winner and I'll make the announcement here in the next day or so. So Dan Rather, the guy who said of Barack Obama, he couldn't sell watermelons, and then Chris Matthews cuts him off. Do we have that clip? It's worth playing that clip.
He couldn't sell watermelons.
But what was he going to say? He couldn't sell watermelons if you gave him, what, a watermelon truck, a Mexican driver, and a map of Compton? Ah, nice. Where'd you find that clip? I was on Allman's show. Yeah, Jamie Allman. Great guy. St. Louis. Anyway, yeah, so Dan Rather, foot in his mouth, racist leftist. He says, Russia pulled a cyber Pearl Harbor, which sent people just crack up. A cyber Pearl Harbor. I mean, if you survive Pearl Harbor, you would want to kick Dan Rather's butt. You want to equate hacking, theoretical hacking by the Russians of the DNC to the service of Pearl Harbor, to people who were in Pearl Harbor when that attack occurred? Are you out of your mind? God, these people are lunatics. They really are. Look, I'm going to move through some stuff quickly because we're getting to the bottom of the show here. So Comey questions. This is what we titled this. And what I found was interesting about all the orchestration that Comey mentioned in his testimony about President Trump while he wasn't under investigation. But when it came to Hillary Clinton, who was under investigation, Comey acted on the order to call it a matter, and then he orchestrated nothing with Donald Trump, with Trump's order. So, and the other thing that, and many people have noted this, and again, this is all sort of retread, and the ideas are coming at me left and right as I'm doing the show, but the idea that Comey took all these notes under Donald Trump with no investigation. But with Hillary Clinton, 150 FBI people interviewed her, and there's not a single note. Where are the notes? Where are the video, the audio tapes? Where's anything that said Hillary Clinton was there? Was Hillary Clinton even interviewed? We know nothing. And I'm going to tell you guys something. I'm watching all these people that they tell us are the greatest thing. I will never forget the when I first started understanding this guy named Preet Bharara. Big crybaby. And he got fired by Donald Trump. And he says he got fired because he refused Donald Trump's phone call. And here's the article. This is in the Huffington Post. President Donald Trump fired U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara the day after the prosecutor refused to return a call from him. That's what he said on ABC News this week. Bharara said he viewed direct contact from the president to himself as a law enforcement official to be an inappropriate breach of protocol and reported it to the Attorney General Jeff Sessions on March the 9th. 22 hours later, I was fired. That's what he says. He was fired because of that. I remember people saying, even though this guy was a leftist, he's very fair, blah, blah, blah. He's a good guy. Wouldn't surprise us if Trump kept him. And then I looked at his record. And I thought, what a slime ball this guy is. He is an anti-conservative, anti-American slime ball, is what he is. Here's what they go on to say in this article. Bharara's account of the incident echoes the testimony of former FBI Director James Comey, who told the Senate Intelligence Committee that Trump had contacted him directly by phone numerous times between the presidential transition and Comey's own dismissal last month. So he's trying to provide a little cover for Comey, and it's not to be unexpected. That's what these guys do. They cover for each other. I had the same thing happen to me. Yeah, I walked by. Woo-hoo. He grabbed me by my pink hat. He certainly did. Yep. Hey, get coordinated, guys. Hey, while you're looking for new jobs. You know what? So many people, I want to eat crow because of the way that they're trying to demonize Donald Trump. I want this I will tell you, you always want the economy to work. Even when Barack Obama was in office, as much as I didn't want leftism to work, I wanted Americans to be successful. I would never wish anything against Americans, certainly not conservative Americans. Being honest, I didn't give a crap about what happened to the leftists. They got what they got. They deserved what they got. But I feel sorry for you. People that invested money in the stock market, people, and I know it made a bit of a recovery, but it isn't the same. You were spending, it's a fake recovery. What we're going to see with the stock market now is legit. And I'm not saying that because it's Donald Trump. I'm saying it because now, as opposed to printing money, fake money, Donald Trump is printing money in a different way by saying, I'm going to give money back because I'm taking away all these different things you have to plan for. You were planning for the unknown. Businesses didn't know what to expect. So they siphoned money off, put it away, left it offshore, didn't reinvest. Well, now you got an opportunity. So Donald Trump has taken $2 trillion of bureaucracy out of the system. That's a big fat payday for all of us. But if Barack Obama had done it, I would be happy too. But he didn't. But I wanted to cheer for Barack Obama because it means you're successful. But it's easy to cheer for Trump. It really is. I'm telling you right now, I heard Krautheimer, who said, well, as you all know, I was never really a Trump fan. What he's saying is, I may not have been on the bandwagon, but I got to tell you, this guy knows what he's doing. He's winning these folks over little by little, and I personally cannot wait to serve up crow. I've never been so wanting to serve it up. When Barack Obama failed, that was a crow serving. Sure, I bragged about it. I said I knew it was going to happen, but it was crow you don't want to serve. You're like, man, I would so like to be wrong about him. I'd like to be wrong for all the black people who want to feel positive, even though they didn't take advantage of it in the right way. I want to be wrong for America so we can all benefit and say, you know what, let bygones be bygones. If it's working, it's working. So be it. I wouldn't care. I mean, as much as I can't stand Democrats, if they could make it work and it was done without smoke and mirrors and done legitimately, then doggone it, let the Democrats have their day. Let them control the House, the Senate, and all of it, as long as they don't do the stupid things that Democrats like to do. That's the problem. Thankfully, they don't get a chance to implement their stupid social policies because they can't keep their fiscal house in order. Just lucky is what we are. But every time now, I'm not lying, every time these guys say to me, that guy, oh, he's amazing. He's a rock star. Mueller, he's this or he's that. I go, whatever. I don't believe it. You're not going to make me believe it. Bahara, they say, attended the Comey hearing, and here's what he says. It's a very weird and peculiar thing for a one-on-one conversation without the Attorney General, without warning, between me and the President or any U.S. United States Attorney has been asked to investigate various things. In reporting the phone call to the Chief of Staff to the Attorney General, I said it appeared that he was trying to cultivate some kind of relationship. Comey similarly told Congress he believed Trump wanted to, quote, establish a patronage relationship between them. He doesn't know that. Maybe Donald Trump is calling all his U.S. district attorneys and saying, hey, guys, let's make sure that we're covering, you know, we're spending our money the right way. We're spending our time the right way. Who knows? It could have been a pep talk. Let me ask you this. Do you think in your wildest dreams that if Preet Bharara were getting a call from Barack Obama, he would not take the call? At the very least, do you think he would not return the call once he found out the president wanted to reach out to him? What do you think? Because, see, I know the answer. There's no question in my mind that these guys would absolutely positively, Preet Bharara and any of the other ADAs, or whatever they call themselves, would take that phone call and then go home and brag that the president, you wouldn't believe who called me today, hun. You wouldn't believe who called me today, honey. That's Preet Bharara. He's Indian. Yes, the president. I wouldn't take that call. He could have fired me. But let me tell you, Bharara didn't take that call, not because it was a violation of protocol and all the other crap he's talking about. That's not the reason he didn't take that call, because he doesn't want to take a call from Donald Trump. He doesn't want to be tainted with Donald Trump. And he should have been fired. And I'm glad he got fired. And after I learned all that I needed to learn about that man, I was like, we couldn't have done better. And it's the same thing with Mueller. Same identical thing. He's a crook. He's a leftist shill. And the only reason why Trump would lead him is just to lead him down the primrose path to say, we know who you are. Now let's see what you do. Because I certainly am interested. I want to know how he's going to react to Donald Trump and going forward into this whole investigation. Back in a minute.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022. Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerative colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, 5-seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced that I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's an unsafe world out there, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. You want to call the show? 844-551-8255. So, General Mattis says we're not winning in Afghanistan. At the end of 2014, after more than 13 years of combat operations, we had 9,800 troops that were going to remain in Afghanistan. That number was going to be reduced by half in 2015 and again at the end of 2016. Just a military contingent attached to the U.S. Embassy. But the Taliban's success on the battlefield and Afghan security forces' poor performance led to a continued U.S. deployment in the country. At the end of 2016, we had nearly 10,000 troops in Afghanistan. More than we had. More than what we said we were going to scale back to. And Obama was going to reduce that number to 5,500 in 2017, but the Taliban threat caused a change of plans, and 8,400 troops are to remain in Afghanistan during 2017. Now, the Trump administration is considering sending 5,000 more troops to support the Afghan military and police units fighting against the Taliban, as well as deploying Spec Ops forces to counter ISIS and Al-Qaeda elements in the Afghan-Pakistan border. Now, we've got 16 years we've been fighting here, longer than any U.S. foreign war and most other military operations. And according to General Mattis, we're not winning right now, and we will correct this as soon as possible. And I'd sure like to know when, because wins in Afghanistan are going to send a ripple effect through the Muslim community. Now, what's going to really happen to facilitate this win? Let me tell you. I've already told you before. Donald Trump is going to start putting pressure on the Middle East with the American economy. And you say, well, what if they... Because I know Egypt, for example, they ship a lot of grains. Africa ships a lot of grain to Asia as well as Europe. Well, he's going to say to the Asians and the Europeans, stop taking African grain. If Yemen and, you know, all the Middle Eastern countries, Egypt, various others, don't start towing the line, cut them off. Then he's going to say to the Europeans and the Asians, if you let the Middle Eastern countries utilize your banking system and we find out that there's any improprieties, it's going to be a problem for us and you're not going to have access to our markets and they're going to tighten down. I'm giving you the future here. And that's how we're going to start winning. And then what's going to happen are the people are going to start to talk. They're going to say, the U.S. is squeezing us. We can't get you funding. We can't keep this war going. Not to mention, you're too hot. You're too volatile. We got to let you go. And then the military comes in and says, oopsie, somebody told us where you were hiding. Get some. Get some. And then that's the end of that. So I don't know, I believe I've given you the playbook, but General Mattis may have something else he's got up his sleeve. But I'll tell you this, we're not going to lose much longer. We're not going to lose much ground. We're ready to go. I think another thing that's going to impact a lot of this is the world community is beginning to change. And I'll use the Czech Republic as an example. They made it official. Migrants are not welcome. A shoddy scheme to resettle 160,000 migrants across the EU from Italy and Greece. The Czech Republic joined its neighbors in officially withdrawing from the settlement program. Now, like I said, everybody that you talk to makes it sound like multiculturalization is the way to go and people love it. No, they don't. They're sick of it. And according to the Czechs, the program is dysfunctional, it causes security concerns, and in fact, Prague accepted 12 of the 1,600 migrants due to resettle in their country. That's less than 1% of the assigned quota. And the mayor of London would likely agree, the 12 people are easier to track. And I talked a little bit about this the other day, but I'm putting it into the context of the world, how they're starting to view the policies of Donald Trump, how they're starting to view the things that we have been talking about, that this Muslim, forced Muslim culturalization is making countries less safe, and it is changing the look of these countries. And unless you do something immediately, the countries as you know them no longer exist. This is from the Gateway Pundit. The decision was supported by a majority of parties across the political spectrum, with even left-wing parties, the Communist Party in the Czech Republic, welcoming the announcement. Public opinion in the Czech Republic and surrounding countries runs very strongly against immigration, particularly from Islamic countries. Are you hearing these people called xenophobes? Are you hearing them called racist? the country's president, Milos Zeman, is pro-Trump. That might be why his immigration policy sounds similar to Trump's. Zeman calls the wave of immigration an organized invasion reminiscent of the Trojan War. Guys, we're not sitting on a fence post here. We know exactly where we stand, and we are not alone. Zeman is typically viewed as a friend of Russia because he opposes Western sanctions against them. And additionally, Zeman believes moderate Muslims don't exist. Like President Trump, he's not much for being politically correct either. He admires Trump and his ability to buck being politically correct. What the gateway pundit Jim Hoff's team is saying there is Zeman doesn't care what people think. He understands the truth. The Washington Post quoted Zeman as saying this: "I was the single European head of state who publicly supported Trump before the president elections. I stress before, because there are many politicians who admire Trump after the elections when courage is cheap." See, that's what I say to my listening audience. Look, if you like what I do, I really appreciate you. My hands are together. I bow to you. Okay? But if you don't, I really don't care. People now start to listen to me because they go, you know what? That kid makes sense. This is a guy that gets it. He's unafraid to say it. But let me tell you, there were many people that were naysayers early in my career.
Oh, you're a buffoon. People look at you.
Ask me if I care. If I ever start caring about what people think about me versus what I think about myself, then forget it. Look, I'm happy with who I am. And you should be happy with who you are, because who we are is the way the world works. Look, the Czech Republic could say to me, Kevin, we don't want immigrants. I wouldn't go, well, you just don't want black people. I would go, great, no problem, Czech Republic. It is okay that I visit, right? I'd be an amazing ambassador from the United States. And if they want to feel like I was a black ambassador, fine. I don't care. But I'll tell you this, the next black that goes there, they're going to go, oh my gosh, we love having these people here. They shop, they eat, and they tip, and they're great, friendly people. I can't wait for the next black to show up, or the next American to show up, or the next good-looking, you know, guy my size. I don't know what it is, guy that looks just like me, Sugar Ray, or OJ, or somebody. Whoever it is, they're going to be happy that I showed up, and they're going to want more people like me. Anyway, Zeman goes on to say this: my reasons, my arguments for such public support, at first, it is just his courage. Politicians should be courageous and not hesitate, and he has courage. Second, he has a similar position on the fight against Islamic terrorism and illegal migration. Now, that's a guy I can learn to like. By the way, my kids went to the Czech Republic, sent back pictures. Oh, my gosh, that place is gorgeous. It was gorgeous. I've never been. He's looking at me like, I haven't been everywhere. Yeah, my son was there. Oh, it's gorgeous. Anyway, the EU is urging the Czech Republic to reverse their decision, and they've threatened court action against these guys. The Irish Times said, I was very displeased to read in the press that the Czech government is considering to halt relocations entirely, the European Commission Jean-Claude Juncker said during a visit to Prague. I sincerely hope that, as in so many other cases, European reason, spirit, and values will prevail, and that the Czech government will reconsider its course, blah, blah, blah. But the Czech Republic knows there is no payoff worth the risk. None. Recent terrorist attacks all over the world, particularly the two that happened in England, illustrate the point. How many citizens can die for you to say, oh, I rationalize bringing in this radical horde of Muslims? It's ridiculous. Bravo to Zeman.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.